Well, in the beginning of my sermon today, I'm going to share a couple of famous quotes. And I'd like to see how many of you can maybe name the person who authored these famous words. So feel free to raise your hand, I'm not going to call on you, so don't worry. but just to kind of see, people have heard these before. The first one is, the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. Anybody? Steve Jobs. The next one is, and I quote, always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. Anybody? Harriet Tubman. Two familiar people. I share these quotes with you because today I would like to talk about innovation and change and how the Good Shepherd invites us to this radical and innovative and transformative thing called abundant life. But first, back to Steve Jobs and Harriet Tubman. I think that we all can agree that they and many others throughout history have been on the forefront of innovation and change and have sparked paradigm shifts that have impacted the way that many of us live our lives. Another such person was Johann Gutenberg, the inventor of the printing press. This invention allowed for publications, including Bibles, to be distributed faster and easier and made more readily available to the common people. Common people could now have access to Scripture. Right about that time, of course, many of us know that Martin Luther was also translating the Bible into the language of the people. Until these two people stepped out and dared to do something different, only church officials had access to Scripture and the ability to read it, and everyone had to rely on their interpretation. These two people also caused a paradigm shift. No longer would the world have to depend on church leaders to read the Bible. They could read it for themselves. Life is constantly changing, and one such thing that is causing a lot of change in our day and age is the internet. This invention has greatly changed the way that we communicate. Email, texting, messaging, posting on Facebook, tweeting on Twitter. The internet has also become our primary source for information. You don't have to wait for the morning newspaper anymore or watch the evening news. You can get instant, up-to-date information by just logging on to the internet. Things were changing very quickly also in the time of Jesus. Jesus, of course, was a big part of that change. You see, when Jesus introduced this concept of the Good Shepherd, he was attempting to shift the religious paradigm of that day. People looked to the Pharisees at that time as their spiritual leaders, but those Pharisees took advantage of common folks and retained power for themselves. Things like healing and salvation, repentance of sins. Well, those things required the Pharisees' permission. Jesus, on the other hand, wanted them to understand that a spiritual leader is one who is like a shepherd and also the gate through whom persons enter. A shepherd who has tender knowledge of each one of them. A shepherd whose sole purpose is to ensure the safety of his flock, a shepherd who is willing to lay down his life that abundant life might be possible for his flock. Jesus explicitly said that anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. In other words, there's only one door that leads to salvation, the door of Christ. Jesus was the new paradigm. He was the way, the truth, and the life. And it's a beautiful concept for those of us who are familiar with this and have accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior and our Shepherd. Yet this new teaching greatly threatened those Pharisees as they were not willing to accept a new paradigm when it came to matters of faith. The Pharisees resisted any change that would undermine their authority or might cause them to lose power. They attempted to destroy Jesus, as we know, but as we all also know, they were not successful. Because the love of God prevailed as God raised Jesus from the dead. Indeed, the love of God prevailed. In the last verse of our gospel passage for today, in verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." He's, of course, referring to the Pharisees and the religious leaders of the day when he talks about the thief. But then he goes on to say, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Pretty bold statement. I also like to suggest that as we as Christians may not have completely accepted this statement and allowed it to change the way that we view the world. What does this mean to have abundant life? Well, our bulletin cover, if you want to look at it, it has this beautiful image of two girls enjoying each other's company, a beautiful day, and the wonder of bubbles. I don't think any of us could argue against the fact that these two girls are living abundantly. But abundant life might look differently for others, might look differently. For while abundant life isn't necessarily defined by Jesus, this passage does come right after the healing of the blind man. It is in this context, after healing this man and bringing sight to him, that Jesus talks about abundant life. You see, for the man born blind, abundant life is sight. It is release from dependence. It is freedom and light and new opportunity. This in turn invites us to imagine that abundant life is possibly contextual. For the blind man, it is sight. For the single parent, it might be companionship and help. For the bullied teen, it might be acceptance and an advocate. For the impoverished neighborhood, it might be dignity and the chance of self-determination. For the retiree, it might be involvement in a worthwhile cause. Abundant life looks different in different places and to different people. But it always manifests itself as a response to whatever seeks to rob the children of God of abundant life. It seems that there are a lot of things today that try to distract us and tempt us and rob us of our inheritance of abundant life. And maybe today or this whole week or this whole year has left you feeling robbed. So if Jesus truly promises this, why aren't you experiencing it? Well, we could jump on the bandwagon of searching for happiness in self-help books, or maintain that trend of looking for happiness in a variety of places that don't satisfy our human need for Jesus and our human need for the shepherd and our human need to be what we are called to be, sheep. To be sheep. Yes, sheep. Sheep that join ourselves to the mission of the shepherd, bringing abundant life to all of God's children. That means, of course, that we must first turn our attention to what is robbing the children of God near us of abundant life. And then stand with them against those forces so that they might have not just life, but life in abundance. So how can we join ourselves to the mission of Christ and make a difference in the world, to create a paradigm shift, to bring about abundant life in others? Well, where do you see a need? And how can you help? It seems to me that when that connection happens between the need and the helper, abundant life happens to both the giver and the receiver. And I was able to experience that the other day, actually, when I sat at a restaurant enjoying lunch with a group called the Sisters of the Synod. The acronym is SITS. Once a month, the female roster leaders of the Grand Canyon Synod get together for lunch, and we go around the table sharing stories of joy and struggle. I happen to have the honor of sitting next to a pastor who shared her excitement about helping a couple who had been sleeping on the floor of their aunt's small apartment for 2 years, and now finally had a place of their own. They had a new apartment, a place to call home. Throughout the years, she had known them and she had officiated their wedding and had witnessed their love for each other and their family and a need for a new opportunity to start their life in a place of their own. And she was able to help. To witness her excitement was awesome. And to me, it looked a lot like abundant life. Amen.